Alexandria, Louisiana. Or you may phone them at 318-704-6511 or email charles@elliott.legal. Until next time, may God richly bless you. Then I'm going to
welcome. This is Telling of His Goodness Ministry broadcast. I'm evangelist and author Brenda Randall. We are praying that this broadcast will uplift and inspire you as you tune in to the message for today. The scripture reading is Psalms 27:13-14. Read, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
In my hand, somebody say what kind of power he got. I'm here to tell you that he got all kind of power. He got power to raise the dead. He got power to heal the sick. He got power to bring back that child that had run away from you. He got power to bind marriages. He got power to bind relationships. He got power to make you want to be the head and not the tail. He got power to make you humble yourself. He got up with all power in his hand.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYT 88.1 FM. Broadcasting on the cutting edge of technology. You can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop listening. God is good. My God is good.
My God is good. Welcome. This is Telling of His Goodness Ministry broadcast. I'm evangelist and author Brenda Randall. We are praying that this broadcast will uplift and inspire you as you tune in to the message for today. The scripture reading is Psalms 27:13-14. Read, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
My God is good.
Welcome. Well, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Welcome to Telling of His Goodness broadcast with evangelist and author Brenda Randall. I thank the Lord for this morning, for truly it is a day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise the Lord. Father, on this morning, I give you glory, I give you honor, I give you praise, for you are awesome, God, and none can compare with you, God. Lord, we thank you for waking us up this morning, closing us in our right minds, our lives, health, and strength. We thank you, we praise you for who you are, how real you are in our lives, for answering prayers. We thank you for what you're doing in and through our lives. Lord, bless the listeners on this morning. God, you know what each and every one of us needs. We ask that you grant every petition in the name of Jesus. Heal, deliver, set free, salvation, God, whatever their need is, God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we give you glory, give you honor, give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank God, amen. Now with more goodness, I pray that you were inspired for the last week. Messages of trusting in the Lord. And on this morning, I'm going to be rehearsing God's goodness. As I begin to look back over my life and over telling of his goodness, the book that the Lord blessed me to write, I begin to think about Psalm 77, 11 through 12, and the Message Bible reads, once again, I'll go over what God has done. Lay out on the table the ancient wonders. I'll ponder all the things you've accomplished and give a long, loving look at your act. Praise the Lord. Rehearsals, musicians, dancers, actors, and speakers all know the necessity of rehearsing. The actors memorizing lines for a play goes over them again and again. The pianist plays the scales repeatedly. Athletes call it practice, but it's the same thing. Drill after drill, ensuring that execution in the game will be flawless. Students go over material repeatedly if they are studying for a test. Reviewing is an essential part of learning. As human beings, we cannot live without reminders, without repeating or rehearsing things that are important for us to know. One way to care for our souls, to put ourselves in a position to receive grace and draw near to God, is to go over His deeds, ponder God's work in your life, take a long look. Remember, remind yourself, keep a journal if you like to write things down. Look back at old pictures that carry you to a different era of your life. Pause and think about all you have come through since then. Read the scripture and recount God's deeds throughout history. Don't expect yourself to stay faithful. You won't and you can't in your own strength. Make a habit of rehearsing God's goodness, reminding yourself what He has done for you and others you know. Remember, and you will be encouraged. Thank you, Father, for the gift of memory. Help me to remember your faithfulness and to rehearse your good deeds toward your people. And praise God, that's what telling of His goodness is all about. I began to think about how that when the Lord blessed me to write the book, March 2012, a few months after the Lord called my husband home, while going through my grief and pain of a broken heart and feeling all alone, the Lord opened a door for me to begin writing about how He had brought me through past trials and tribulations. The Lord reminded me that He is still good in spite of whatever circumstances or obstacles we may face in this life. He brought us through the 911 crisis. He will bring us through these turbulent times and days. Even now, He is still Lord. And as I begin to remember back to those times, God began to encourage my heart, and I began to think on His goodness. I began to write and write and write until in September 2012, Telling of His Goodness book was published and in online bookstores. Purpose of writing the book is to inspire and testify to God's great love by my real life story, telling of His goodness. While life can sometimes put a person down, I want to be able to inspire listeners and readers as I share the tragedies I experience and the ever-increasing faith in God that helped me overcome life's obstacles. I truly depend on the Word of God. So with scriptural quotations and other lessons, I invite you to embark on a journey to spiritual wisdom by also listening to the Telling of His Goodness broadcast. Not my goodness, but the Lord's goodness. Psalm 27, 13, 14, which are my theme verses. And may God bless all of you who have gotten your copy of the book. Thank you very much for your support and prayers for the ministry. I'm receiving calls from many concerning being blessed from the ministry of the broadcast Telling of His Goodness. So the ministry really started in August of 2002 in Houston, Texas, while managing a low-income family complex. Amen. It was then when the Lord asked me to sell out all to follow Him. And as I'm rehearsing God's goodness on this morning, I was led to just share a little bit more about telling of His goodness. Praise the Lord. I begin to say, yes, Lord, to your way, and yes, Lord, to your will. I felt I wasn't qualified enough for Him to use me, but as you read from chapter 1 in the book about my childhood, about those cotton picking days and graduating from high school, He was preparing me every step of the way to be a vessel that He could use for His glory. And it is a must-read book about many testimonies of rough times, but the good always outweighed the bad times in my life. Chapter 2 and 3 are about moving to Houston after graduating from high school and about jobs that he blessed me with while there, titled New Adventures. And 3 share about, praise God, hallelujah, about how the Lord saved my husband and I. It's about praise God for salvation. If you want to, don't know how to be saved, praise the Lord, you can read in chapter 3, read a testimony how God saved us. Amen. Chapter 4, I share about someone's watching you. It was the beginning of telling of his goodness ministry to through the apartment complex. Amen. So if you will, if you would like to order the book, you may call to me 318-305-6965, or you may text me, praise the Lord. And now I'm blessed to have a P.O. box that you can write, and I'll be glad to send you an autographed copy of the book, Telling of His Goodness, for a donation or offering of $13, including shipping and handling, praise the Lord. So if you're going through whatever situation you may be going through in your life, I would appreciate it if you can write me, P.O. Box 1225, Cottonport, Louisiana, 71327. And that's my P.O. Box. I've been praying for almost a year for a P.O. Box, and God finally blessed me to get that box. So I appreciate it so much if you would write me with prayer requests, any comments, any questions, or whatever you may have, praise God, and I will really, really, truly answer you back. And meanwhile, the Lord blessed me even to go a little further, amen. He blessed me to get my bookmark out, and if you will write to me, I'll be glad to mail you a bookmark or postcard, praise the Lord. I'm excited because it's been 15 years in the making that I've been trying to get the bookmark that goes with the book out, and now for such a time as these, the Lord has blessed me to get the bookmark, and I will really, I've been already giving them out, praise the Lord. People have been blessed with the scripture on it, Psalms 27:13-14, amen, and it will encourage your heart to always remember to tell of God's goodness, rehearsing of God's goodness, the testimonies that you've been through, that he brought you out of through, that you can be reminded if you did it once, you'll do it again. Amen. That you can hold on by faith, knowing that, oh God, no good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So I've been getting a lot of calls, even on Facebook, praise the Lord. You can text me there. You can visit my page on Facebook.com at Telling of His Goodness book, praise the Lord. And I thank the Lord for what he's doing, how he's moving in my life on this morning. I just want to update and rehearse on what God has done in my life through the book, praise the Lord. It's been really, really a blessing. And any of the proceeds from the book is to go right back into ministry. Amen. As soon as I seem like sell a book, it's going right back to the Lord's work. Praise the Lord. And meanwhile, you know, it's a blessing. And once who buy, sometimes they give me an offering or whatever. They say, oh, keep the change. And it's being a blessing. You'd be surprised in so many ways that God is blessing Telling of His Goodness ministry. And
creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
In my mind,